Susan Clark on Zoom.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, very good. Thank you so much. I'm coming as a former research assistant at the Harvard School of Public Health. I was there for about 10 years in the 1990s postmaster's, studying toward a doctorate, which I did not finish the doctorate, but I did spend a good decade there and at many different toxicology conferences. And I did evaluate the literature. I'm one of the persons cited in one of the scientific articles that was quoted from in one of the speakers earlier this evening. I just want to point out that in this field of radio frequency microwave radiation bioeffects, we have more than 25,000 studies. This is therefore a matter of fact, and I lament very deeply that all but one of your speakers brought only concerns and not facts, because this is an area of expertise that should be known and can be known by many people. But it speaks to the fact that you need a moratorium. Back in the early, in the late 1990s, when I was in Massachusetts, we had boards of health that through various moratoria, we even had a moratorium of 18 months in Wayland, Massachusetts, everything from 6 months to 18 months. And the boards of health of the towns in Massachusetts would gather people from the town who had some expertise and interest to actually look at these studies, the real studies, the primary sources of information, as opposed to concern and fear and worry, alarm and wariness and all of that, which is nonsense. Obviously, engineers are not taught anything about bioeffects in their education. And that's really a sad fact, because this is a vast area. We have more studies of radio frequency radiation than we had of lead bioeffects, than we have of cigarette smoking, and many more. So we need to do that study, and you need a moratorium. Obviously, the ordinance can be so much better improved. In fact, in more ways even than Ms. Hillary cited. You could even be making some money by putting requiring fuses on those towers, and I can explain that at another time. So I actually knew, going way back, the chair of the committee that created this FCC guideline. It was created by the Institute of Electronic and Electrical Engineers, IEEE, and ANSI, the American National Standards Institute. The chair of that committee was a physicist from Raytheon, the weapons manufacturer. His name was John Ossipchuk, and he was instrumental in developing also the microwave oven. Now, I have talked with him, debated with him publicly many, many times, and I proved that the FCC guideline was not merely outdated. As the U.S. Federal Court, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, the second highest court in the land, right, only lower than the very U.S. Supreme Court, established in 2019. They established the FCC guideline was outdated. But I can prove, and I have proven, and John Ossipchuk had no difference of opinion with this, that the original FCC guideline was set in fraud. And I could go into detail how I have proven that in writing and in person. The FCC guideline has zero to do with health. FCC has, as it has proven in federal courts, no authority and no expertise in the matter of health. Okay, and this is why it brought in other committees, but it only brought in committees that also had no expertise in health or in biological matters. I can confirm what some of the other speakers have stated, that this is actually no mere risk of harm. Every biological organism that is exposed does suffer harm by some decrement. And that happens immediately, in the immediate term, in the short term, and not just in the long term. And these effects are known. If you look, for example, at physicist Barry Trower, PhD, who was also an expert in microwave radiation, he was also an MI6 agent. He's now retired, as I am. You know, he says, look, this is a weapon. We cannot get around this any other way. There are many others, too, who point out that what is called branding, you know, for branding, 4G, LTE, or 5G. These are simply brand names, but the actual agent is highly xenobiotic pulse modulated microwave radiation. It's not just any nice sine wave radiation that might come from the sun. This is pulse modulated. Our most prolific researcher at EPA, Carl Blackman, also now retired, but a friend of mine, he proved throughout the 70s and 80s that the addition of modulation to radio frequency radiation, or microwave radiation in this case, would produce far more bioeffect than just continuous wave, nice sine wave radiation. It's the modulation that has a significant effect on biology. And so what does it do to us? As cited earlier, many neuro effects. And these effects occur immediately. People don't know how to attribute them to the source, though. The other thing is is the Verizon CEO, the CEO of Verizon. The CEO of Verizon admitted that these so-called small cells actually produce the power
of a
full cell tower.
Thank you for being respectful of the time limits. Thank you.
That's it. That was just one sentence. Thank you.